Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call. 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Thank you, and now to the show. Welcome. We're going to do the last couple hours of the race here at Bristol. I'm hoping that Mother Bear will join us here soon. She was going to join us. Hey, Crash, how are you? I'm waiting for Mother Bear. We're going to chit-chat about the race that's on TV if you're into racing, the NASCAR race at Bristol. Hey, Ralph. In fact, I was waiting for the other one to show up. How are you today? How are you doing today, Ralph? What do you think about the icon? I'm waiting for Mama Bear. I don't know if we'll do much on guns. I'm trying to figure out how I can play the race on here at the same time. I haven't quite figured that out yet. Hey, Shorty. How are you doing this afternoon, Shorty? You guys are more than welcome to call up. There you are, Mama Bear. Hello, crazy lady. Come on, Mama Bear, you're the one that... Are you still watching it, Mama Bear? I thought you were going to get up here and do the announcing.
I know, I'm trying to get the thing to work.
Oh, really? It wouldn't work for you, huh?
I'm trying. Just a sec. Just wait. Okay, oh, my God.
I think what I'm going to do is, I know I'm a little behind you on the time, but I'm going to put the, sound on here. I just don't know how it's going to sound. You have to tell me.
I'm trying to get the soundboard thing to work. It won't work.
Oh, can you play it?
Huh?
You can play the race?
No, so I can talk their thing.
Oh.
It won't work.
Okay.
It's a commercial for me, though.
Yeah, it's a commercial here.
Hello.
What's up, Lou?
What's up, Mama Bear?
Oh, there we go. I'm working.
You working? Who's working?
Not me.
Don't lie.
And it's a commercial, folks.
You're not part of the pit crew. That sounded like something else.
I don't know. I got nothing. Hi, Shorty. Hi, Ralph. Hi, Lou.
Do I need to turn my compressor on?
Yeah, probably.
So you can make that noise?
Yeah. Oh. I have some really good Snap-on tools.
I bet you do.
Yeah, Snap-on, Snap-off.
You walked into that one.
Let's see. That's what she did.
Uh-huh.
Wait, Ralph's in here? What's up, Ralph?
Yeah,
what's up, Shorty? Call up, bro. I hear your state has killers on the loose everywhere now. What's going on over there?
What?
Some crazy person like shot up PA and then ran to Trent.
Oh, really? Wow.
But he only killed his own family members, so I guess that's okay.
Oh, I thought I heard.
I guess that's legal.
Okay, let's see if this works. Let's see.
Oh, what are you going to do? Play it?
I'm going to try and put it on the air. Why I'm on, but I don't know if I can. It may not let me.
I don't know if I can find it on the internet. Yeah, I hear it a little bit. What's funny is I got my TV muted and I can hear what yours just said and I seen what happened.
Oh, can you hear it?
Yeah. A little bit.
Let me we'll see if this does better.
Yeah, that's what I said to you earlier. It's going to be a tire race.
Does that sound better?
Yeah, it's still a little low, but...
Welcome in, Rayback. Hey, Miss Angie.
Hi, Angie. Let me,
Yes, Angie. Or there was. I don't know if he's really on, but they have been all weekend. That and, Dina Joe.
So number 17 is winning right now. They're just starting the second stage.
Yeah.
I was trying to look to see where Bush was. Can you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's not even in the top 20. Well, there you go. Are you funny?
Mama Bear, what have you done? You turned Sunday into NASCAR.
What have you done? I did not.
This is all your fault.
I think it's... Is it not Buescher? Is that how you say his last name? Buescher?
What? Buescher? What? What?
B-U-S... B-U... What is it? B-U-E... S-C-H-E-R. How would you say that?
Yeah, Buescher.
Buescher? A Buescher?
Something like that.
And then you get Christopher Bell second, Truex Jr. third, Nemechek is fourth, Larson is fifth, Logano is sixth.
Where's Chastain at?
I know.
We go for Chastain.
Asked me earlier where 99 was. I was like, oh, there. They're actually showing him. 99 is in eighth place. Who you want? 20? Number 20?
Crazy ladies calling in. I want 22.
Is it 22? I thought it was 20. No, because Logano's 22.
Yeah, that's the guy I like.
Oh, Logano? Joey Logano? Yeah. Oh, he's in six. Chastain. Oh, for frig's sake, they just showed it. Oh, here we go. It's in 24th place.
I invited her, so we'll see if she shows up.
She's on here. You just muted.
Hey, crazy lady.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
We're just sitting here watching the race, talking and chit-chatting.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm drawing Jake off with a towel. Because he got a bath. He got a shower. Huh?
That's what Logan needs.
Because you were a dirty, dirty boy, weren't you? Yes, you was.
How come Rayback's not talking?
I am Rayback.
Oh.
I just got the other one set up by the TV to record it. Or to, so we can listen.
Aren't
to
you
TV
smart?
I knew there had to be a way.
Oh, good boy.
I never even thought about doing that.
you have to have a couple of accounts. If you got a couple of accounts,
oh, look, someone's getting pissed off.
Who's getting mad?
The 99 is getting mad at the 51.
How can you tell?
Bumping each other.
They should throw wrenches at each other.
They're kind of hitting each other. Bump, bump. You know, bump, bump.
Jake, I don't know what that is right by your eye.
Can you hear
but it's
you
not coming off.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they bumping each other's rears? Is that what they're doing?
Yep, they're bumping each other's rears.
Well, at first I think it was a little from the side, and then it was from the back.
Uh-huh, it's always coming from the side so you don't see it coming.
Well, I mean, it's the shortest track that they race on, so you're going to have tempers and shit. And then, of course, the tires are, like, wearing down real quick. So it's like they're on ice.
It's the other ear.
Huh?
See that other ear.
I wonder if they scream at each other. Hey, your Ford is slow. Hey, your Chevy's slow.
They probably do talk shit to each other.
Well, if they have to have permission.
To what? To each other
talk
shit?
To each other. They have to the crew chiefs have to talk to each other and say what frequency they have to go on, and then they can talk to each other.
Oh.
But not normally. Because what do you want to do?
We're talking like off the track fucking stuff. Fuck yeah. You know I would be. Dude, me and my brother, we could never race on the same track. Because like, yeah, because, I mean, we'd help each other, but oh, in the end, me and him, dude, we'd be trying to fuck each other in order to win. We've lost races because where we were winning, because we fucked up and, you know,
yep,
got a little too aggressive.
Yeah, sometimes it gets aggressive bumping each other's rears. So.
Yep. My dad says, tap, tap, not fucking smack.
Next Auntie, Angel asked Jack.
Do not roll. Do not roll. Do not roll. Do not roll. Get in here.
Stop, drop, and roll. Don't look at me like that, Angie.
What?
Dale Earnhardt won his first race. You remember?
Senior?
Yeah.
Oh my, that's a long time ago. Oh, friggin' no.
Oh, let's check the corned beef.
Come on, Mama Bear. You're the archives of NASCAR.
Don't put that pressure on me, Ricky Bobby.
Bristol.
Was it Bristol?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I figured you'd know that. He won his first race here in 79, and then he turned around in 80 and won it again with a whole different driver or owner.
Huh. There you go, see? Now you guys know. Oh, my day's going okay. How's your day going? Well, now I gotta see what kind of questions I can ask.
Welcome back, Shorty.
What are you up to today, Lou?
I have no idea. Just losing my mind, that's all. It's a simple day.
Oh, that was a short trip.
I just got to make sure I find it by the time I go to work tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
As if you need your brain for that. Come on. That had a lot of steam in it.
Bear, 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 bear.
I tell you guys what, Instapot is where it's at, guys. Instapot is where it is at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do I need to turn it up, Mama Bear?
I find it fine. But I'm also watching at the same time, so.
Oh, crap.
You're not going to see Christopher Bell win this race.
I'm not familiar with him. I don't know who he is.
Ooh,
well, he won last week. He's not going to win again this week. How can you say that? He's on stage two. What?
He could.
Well, I mean, yeah, he could, but I doubt it.
Maybe it's his year.
Could be. It's not the 24s so far. Dumbass.
I have an Instapot too. Oh.
Yeah, Instapot.
Why is Rose saying what the fuck?
He's like, what the fuck? What the fuck what? Use your words. Well, use your words.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah, he said be right back.
Who?
Oh. Kyle Busch, number 8, has spun around in a corner. Caution's open.
He's not having no luck today, is he?
No. It's the tires, man. I told ya. Watch. Well, right behind the 24 car. Well, see? It's like they're skating on ice.
Yep, right there he goes.
Yeah, all by himself. Seems like all the good cars are spinning around. If you ate meat, it would be even better. Who? Oh, you're talking to Ralph.
So, Mama Bear, who was responsible for bringing Dodge back to racing?
Oh, my God.
Huh? That's an easy one.
What year? What year was it?
It had been 2018. Ray Everham. You remember that?
No, but was it a driver?
Yeah, Ray Everham.
He brought Dodge back?
Yeah. He was the one that helped bring him back. That's when Hendrick hired him.
Who hired him?
Hendrick's Motorsports.
For Dodge?
Well, he helped build the Dodge program through Hendrick's.
Oh. Trying to picture him on commercials. I don't know. Almost sounds familiar, but...
Next time I ask you a question, I'll give you multiple choice. Maybe it'll be easier.
Yeah, multiple choice is good. Thanks.
Plenty to go there. Green light's not on second yet. Stage. Larry, any chance you'd want to ride out this stage on the
tires you got? My count was 38. Do you remember what year or what track was Jeff Gordon's first?
Oh, no, I don't remember that one. But I do know when he won his first championship, what cola company sponsored him.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but his first race was... Richard Petty's last race. Hey, Nick, what's up? Hi, everybody.
Hey, Bella. We're just sitting here watching and listening to the race. And...
Yeah, I'm just going to get my juice. I'll be right back.
So who, do you remember Mama Bear, who sponsored Jeff Gordon as the soft drink in his first 2 years? Come on, I drink it.
Wasn't it Coke before Pepsi?
Yeah. He won his first championship with Coke.
Yeah. We don't talk about those days.
Huh?
We don't talk about those days with Coke. No Coke.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's just like when he drove a Ford car. We don't talk about that either.
This race, have the 20 laps.
So what's going on? What are you listening to?
Can you hear it, the NASCAR race?
Oh, my God, really?
Yes.
Ew.
Ooh,
I thought you meant horse racing. That's why I ran on here.
Then the horse racing would be more exciting, not car racing. Oh, well. Car racing is... I do not watch that at all.
Well, now you can listen to it.
No, baby. No, thank you. I have no choice. I have to listen to it. How you doing, Tracy?
Not too bad. Just listening to the rain fall down. How are you? You feeling better?
No, I feel like shit.
No.
But I needed to. I'm just glad I came on because I got to get out of the bed. I'm driving myself nuts just laying down there. I got some lemonade. I've tried honey and lemon. I tried everything. I think I have pneumonia. I think I'm going to have to call my doctor tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I have something worse than what it is.
That ain't good.
Nope. Then my brother just talks to me. He's like, "We got to wear the mask when you go outside." I'm like, "Nobody's wearing a mask. It doesn't even matter." Yeah.
Not really? Not anymore.
Nobody wears a mask anymore. You're going to pick it up anywhere. You can't prevent it. It's just going to happen. You're going to get it from anywhere. Ay, ay, ay. Welcome, Angel Bear. Welcome. Who the frick is Rayback? Rayback?
I don't have no idea.
So, you know, they're still doing this thing with the Dina Joe podcast, even though we've reported them 50 times? What's going on? Yeah, we report. Well, a whole bunch of us reported, but that idiot's back again. I don't know. Yep. That's kind of scary, right? Like they can copy your whole face and shit. Where's the security with Podbean? Like Podbean
needs
to, Podbean needs to do something about that.
I don't know.
They never will.
I'm sure they could.
Yeah, it happened like I remember once before. All right, let me share the show. I like your tile, Nick. Your tile looks really good.
Yeah, that ain't bad, is it? I don't know where your words are on there, but that's okay.
No, it looks nice. Nobody else is going to be on today, so.
I just did it for me and Mama.
You and Mama?
Yeah.
That sounds funny. You and your Mama? Where's your Mama?
Your Mama.
She and your Mama, Nick. Come on.
I
don't call her Mama. I can't call her Mama. I call her Tracy. I don't like calling her Mama. Mama. She ain't your mama now. Come on. She ain't your mama.
I just said I call her mama.
You want her to call you? You want her to call you Dada?
No, that's Ralph's place.
Huh?
That's Ralph's place.
Daddy?
Ralph.
I call him Poppy.
I like Tracy. Tracy's got a good sense of humor.
I think this is, what, the fourth Sunday we've done this, Tracy?
Oh, really? That's nice, man.
Oh, yeah. Because we did it since Daytona. Yeah, that was February 18th. Well, 19th, really.
How are you?
See, you mentioned his name. He pops up, see?
Oh, I think he was in here for a while. I just seen him up
here. Yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
He's charging his phone.
So, Mama.
Yes.
Who is the
driver? Stop it, Bella. What's the question? What?
Who's the only driver to win a Winston Cup, a Nextel Cup, and a Sprint Cup? So you got Jimmy Johnson, Tony Ford, Jeff Gordon, or Kyle Busch?
Let's say Jeff Gordon.
No, you're close.
Yeah, because Jimmy Johnson wasn't racing when it was Winston Cup.
Tony Stewart.
Oh, fucking, I don't like Tony Stewart.
I loved him. I wish he was still racing like this. Him and Kyle Busch are the
two most hated people. Yeah. Now you're going to make me look up some NASCAR questions.
Oh, I got tons of them here.
Well,
you don't need to look them up. I ought to make it a survey question for the audience.
Oh.
And then that way, whoever gets the most right, they can. I'll send them an autographed Superman car of Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Ooh.
Unless no, I want money. I don't want no autograph. I want money.
Well, sell it.
Money. Money. You love money. Everything you're asking is like, let's do it for money.
Well, you can sell the autographed car for money.
Yeah, I'll put it on eBay.
Yeah.
Nah, money's easier. Just put it in my bank account.
Oh, shit.
E-transfer. Oh, shit. Oh, he has PayPal.
Yeah, PayPal. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, PayPal. Or what do you call it over there? Cash App. What they call it? Cash App. Those Americans.
We got PayPal, too.
Yeah, we got PayPal.
Got PayPal.
Okay, right, people.
The way this race is going, I'm going to owe Ralph.
But definitely. That's pretty neat that Tracy knows about car racing. I don't know nothing. I will not be participating.
Well,
I didn't know you didn't know you know about car racing, Nick. I thought you were a horse man.
Oh, I love racing. I love car racing.
Not a big fan.
I worked in a NASCAR store, man.
Oh, that's why, eh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, smarty pants. What year was NASCAR founded?
What year was it banned?
Jeremy? What year was NASCAR founded? 1948, 1909, 1928, or 1968? Anybody can answer this? Huh?
Wasn't it 48?
No.
No?
Nope. Huh. 1968.
Really? That was the year after I was born. I didn't know that. I had to write that one down.
I wasn't born. I wasn't born.
Yeah, oh, there it is. Yeah, you were. It was 1948.
Huh?
It was 1948.
Oh, Mama, you can't lie to me like that now. I was
going to
look it up.
Yeah,
I'm going to block this Rayback. I don't know who this Rayback guy is.
That's me.
What the hell? Why are you at two places? Why are you doing this kind of shit again, man? What are you doing this for?
Because I had to record it on one. You're listening to the race on mine.
Oh, there's a reason.
I'm
okay.
Talking. Yes.
All right. Okay.
You asking who is Austin Dillon, Ralph?
He does this. Obviously. Now you've let your secret out. Now you can't be Rayback and in pods
already,
now.
We already knew it was him.
You already knew it was him? Really? Yeah. He would come in like incognito, be like Rayback in one of my podcasts, and I didn't know it was him. And he's like texting me. He's like, hey, it's me. I'm like, why are you coming in? Oh, Babar. He was Babar in another one.
Like, Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon drives the number 3 car, which is his grandfather's car.
Hey, man, cave.
What else
man,
you want to know, Ralph?
What answer does he want? He wants the answer. It was 1948. I was
wrong. No, about he wanted to know. He wanted to know who Austin Dillon was. I said he drives number 3. He's the grandson of Richard Childress, and he drives for him.
Yeah, that's why they brought the number 3 back. Is for his grandson because they had retired it.
Yeah, they didn't want anybody else to drive it. And a tidbit, Dale Jr. didn't mind the number 3 coming back. He just wished that the font would have been a different 3. There's your little tidbit, bro.
Huh.
Okay, Nick. Where was the first race, NASCAR race, held? Darlington, Indianapolis, Charlotte, or Texas? Yeah, you keep calling, Ralph.
Ralph is calling, Nick.
I have to go to that phone. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you using there? What is this man doing?
Can you hear that?
What the frick is that? Okay.
Oh, my God. I can hear Logan laughing in the background.
Boy, if you can't answer calls, I don't know what you're doing, man. Thank God I'm here to keep him in check. You got to keep him in check, Tracy. Man's calling, man.
Oh,
What kind of phone was that? Is that the phone from the 1940s?
I didn't know if I laughed. Oh, freak. Hey, Ralph, you can talk, you know. Oh, I still have a commercial. Oh. And then Ralph has entered the studio again. What the hell?
Sometimes it's a glitch because sometimes they come up and then they have to happen to Lou and he was up on my panel and then he's like, shit, getting an invite to come up again. Podbean has so much. Look, he got disconnected. See, that's a glitch. That's a glitch. We didn't disconnect you. That's a glitch. Shit. So stupid. Welcome back, Ralph.
Are you there, Ralph? Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, it's a Podbean glitch.
Oh.
Unless Nick disconnected you. It wasn't me.
Give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get unlimited data.
Damn, you can hear the commercials louder than the race.
I know. Did you guys hear that? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Is that you?
Rumbling.
Yeah, someone's struggling over there. Sorry.
That's Nick.
Nobody. Nick fell off his chair.
I can. Well, I'm stream. I'm. I have a YouTube channel on now with the race on. If you want it, so you don't have to. You don't have to put your TV closer to the mic.
I thought Nick, that was a damn good idea, though.
Nick has IT technical shortcomings, so you have to be careful.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I have to help him with everything. I help him with AirBuds. I help him with everything.
You help him with his taxes?
I help him with most things. The only thing he's good at is tiles. He makes really good tiles for his show.
Oh, nice.
But he doesn't even know how to add somebody or remove somebody as an admin.
I know. I feel it.
Yep. I gotta help him. He's like, I say, you gotta wait till they're in the show, then you have to assign them. You can't do it outside of the show.
He just knows guns.
Yeah, he knows about guns. Oh, he can't fool him with guns. He sent me a big, oh my God, Rick, what was that one you sent me the other day? That thing was like Rambo.
That wasn't his gun. Oh, sorry.
Were you selling that? He sent it to me. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, you want to buy it? You guys can.
Is that like a, no, we don't have guns here. Guns are not allowed.
Even for hunting? I thought you guys were allowed to hunt.
Well, you can go hunting.
Hunting,
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but you don't want to kill it. You don't want to, like.
We don't walk around with guns.
Can you imagine hunting with that thing?
Like Tennessee.
Didn't get no meat after you shot the first shot.
Did you see the photo, Ralph? Did you see the photo of that gun?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want it.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Lou, come up here. You have nothing else to do. Come.
Yeah, we're talking about guns.
That's what she said.
We can talk.
Lou loves guns. Ring a ding a ling. He's ringing too. He's calling. Oh, Nick.
Run, Nick. Run. He said he was.
Ring a ling
a ding a ding. Ding dong.
Does that mean he's calling? Or does that mean.
I thought it meant that.
We're ding dongs up here. What is he saying?
With him, it could go either way. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's your friend.
Yeah.
What does ring-a-ding-a-long-long mean? What the hell is that?
No, it's ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Yeah, Nick is having technical difficulties answering calls.
That's what he calls his gun. He's done that.
Ding-dong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, people. Nick, are you listening? Okay. This question's for everybody, though. Where was the first NASCAR race held? Darlington?
Okay, really only for Nick.
Wait,
because nobody else.
Indianapolis. You can guess. Indianapolis, guess. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, or Texas?
Indianapolis.
Texas.
No.
I said
Nick?
Texas.
I think it was Charlotte.
Ding, 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 ding.
North Carolina? Jeez.
What's the answer?
Charlotte, man.
Texas thing.
Do you know why? Charlotte. That's where all the NASCAR head offices are. Charlotte.
That's where all the moonshine started at.
I don't even know where Charlotte is.
That's how it started.
North Carolina.
In the States. Probably like
shit, I know it's the States, but I didn't know where Charlotte
is. I think it's on the East Coast.
It's in Colorado.
Oh, that's why.
What?
Charlotte? Hey,
what?
What the fuck? No shit.
Yeah, get closer to your microphone. And did you guys really get hit with like 40 inches of snow over there?
Yeah, they got pummeled. I was laughing at him.
Ralph, time to go shovel.
Shovel, shovel.
We didn't get no snow. We didn't get no snow.
We didn't get no snow, but he got all of it, Tracy. He got all of it.
He got all that.
Oh, that's fine. Nick, you can have it.
He can keep it. He's like,
Nick got the snow?
Yeah, Nick got the snow.
I'm sorry.
We haven't got a lot of snow this year.
Up on top of the mountain on Pike's
Peak. Is 18 inches enough?
Well, he lives by a mountain, right?
He got 40 inches.
They got 40 inches up there.
40 inches of freezing shit snow driving through it. I love it.
Keep it.
He's freezing his butt cheeks off.
As long as it doesn't come over here on the East Coast, I'm fine.
Nah, he's too far from us. It ain't going to come over here. Yeah. He's way far.
Are you ready? Okay, Nick.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
How many members are there in a NASCAR pit crew? 9, 7, or 5?
5.
9.
No.
I say 9.
9.
I think there's 7. You're
very good.
To do the work and 4 to just drink coffee.
There's 7.
Yeah. Now, there used to be no limit.
See? Oh, I don't know anything about cars.
In the pits from other cars, so they had to put a limit on it.
Ooh, 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 ooh. What color stripe across the
sounded
rear?
Like a monkey.
Right? Hey, wait. What color stripe across the rear of an S or a race car significance a rookie driver? White. Red, green, white, or yellow?
Green.
I lost the question. I don't know what that means. I'll just pick yellow.
Green. St. Patrick's Day, green.
Nick?
Yeah.
It should be white.
Yeah. Oh, Nick.
No.
Don't be racist, Nick.
Ralph's right. It's yellow. You know how there's two yellow stripes
it's
on the back
yeller.
Bumper type
that's
thing?
Why.
That's let you know that's
forget
a rookie.
That. I'm out.
I don't even know what the question was. I didn't get it.
What color stripe across the rear of a race car significance a rookie? Which
signifies.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why I don't understand the question. Uh-huh.
The color is yeller.
Yeller.
This is why this sport, what? I have no interest in this sport. Doesn't make sense.
What sport do you guys watch over there or like?
Soccer, hockey. Yeah. Oh, okay. Real sports. Good sports. Sports that make sense.
I just like the fights in hockey. I hear
I like
good.
Girls.
Oh,
volleyball.
They're the best.
That's what
I watch
like.
Those on YouTube. I just like to see them bang into each other and fight.
Yeah. I mean, without using it, because you know what happened with that one. But I mean,
their helmets go flying. It's pretty cool,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, fist fights are good.
On skates.
Yeah.
They're slipping everywhere.
Yeah. Those are good.
I guaranteed everybody should know this question. The answer to this question.
Except me. Okay, go ahead.
No, you'll know.
You'll know. All right.
What driver holds the record for most consecutive NASCAR championships?
Oh, I know this one.
What would I know?
I know this
Jimmy
one.
Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, or Kyle Yarbrough?
Richard Petty?
The Marlboro man.
The Petty guy?
Nick?
Sure. Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon's not even on the list.
Lou, you suck.
Nick?
I said Petty. Petty. I said
What'd
Petty.
What'd you say?
Danica Patrick.
Oh, God, Lou.
Oh, come on, Patty. Nick. You're disappointing me.
See, I was wrong.
It's Jimmy Johnson.
He doesn't know nothing about car racing. Why you have a car racing podcast? You don't know nothing.
he just knows about bets.
But he's learning.
He has horses. I thought it was horses, Ralph. That's why I came in here. I am racing.
Horses?
Like, but
wait. That's what we do.
All fairness.
Horse race.
Horse
all fairness, he ties Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty for the 7 championships.
Right.
I know none of these things.
Yeah, loopholes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This question, Ralph got. So who's winning right now, Ralph?
Because Ralph's getting score.
What's the score?
I think Tracy. I just got one right.
Well, I would say Nick. Wouldn't
How is he winning? Ralph got yellow.
I got yellow.
Yellow belly.
We were asking questions before this.
There's no prize to this?
Not really.
racing card. Shannon, it is the six ball.
Brad Keselowski. Well, this one, I don't even know if you guys would know. Nick, if you don't answer this question properly, I'm going to leave, okay?
You shouldn't be having a podcast.
Ready? Which driver was nicknamed the Man in Black? Jeff Gordon? Dale Yarbrough?
Will Smith.
Dale Earnhardt or Richard Petty?
Batman.
Batman.
Will Smith, man. Will Smith's not on that list.
Zorro. Nick.
Turnhart.
Very good.
Black Betty.
Also known as the Intimidator.
Oh, Black Betty, man.
You're right. Just on the same scale with me. We know nothing.
You're lucky, Nick.
I don't know anything.
Oh, Ralph, you don't know about car racing?
The only thing I know about donut racing is Boston creams. That's all.
The only thing I like is that they sing the national anthem. That's all I know. Yeah.
Do they sing the national anthem, Nick?
Yeah.
It starts with "Let's Go, Brandon." It's great.
Where would they have time to sing the national anthem about a car racing people?
Before that,
10 million people in the stands.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do. They do a prayer. They do the salute. They do the national anthem.
Who did the gentlemen
do the flyovers today? I don't know. I missed it because I was cooking supper for Logan. In the spring, after 3 years of dirt, I guess you'd have to ask Nick that if he was watching.
What's that? NASCAR
has now. Who said driver start your engines?
That's your Grand Marshal.
Welcome to It's Me, Jacob.
Yeah, who did it today, though?
Oh, I don't know. One set
I didn't watch it either. From qualifying.
So big rush to get those back. I want to know who pumps all the gas.
I want to know the monster.
How do you know if the car is gas or hybrid?
The gas man?
Is there a Tesla vehicles there?
Any Tesla cars?
No.
And there's no electric charging stations in Florida.
Why?
They're not in
Florida. You guys are too poor to have Tesla?
No, Tesla's just trash.
Everybody has Tesla over here.
Trash.
Trash.
All they do is keep feeding China. Stop feeding China.
China.
Buy gas cars.
I love my gas car. I love gas.
Huh? Can you hear the...
Wait, you love gas?
Gas cars?
I hear it. I was just asking you what you asked me. I was asking what was your question.
You never buy electric car.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I should have brought my coffee. Ooh. Yeah, boy. Jesus.
It's only 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's exhilarating.
Oh, no, 7.
Who's what?
Seven. What time is it?
No.
How much,
wait, how Nick's asked a question.
Why is he so quiet?
Who? Uh-huh. Yeah, Nick is also Ray back, Lou. Nick is also Ray back, by the way.
Get closer to
that's
you.
His, that's
phone.
Nick's back.
And he calls Tracy Mama. It's just so, so funny. Mama. Mama.
What was the question, Nick?
Who was the first woman to compete in NASCAR Winston Cup race?
Mama Bear.
Mama with the penis. I win.
Mama Bear Tracy from Canada.
We had this question before, and I was wrong when I said it, though. It's like Shannon or Shauna?
Janet. Guther.
Yeah, I was wrong. I remember that question before.
Yeah, we would definitely know the answer to that.
I thought it was... Wasn't Shannon though, man.
I know nothing about car racing, Lou. Do you? I know anything. Nothing.
No, I hate NASCAR.
Me too.
What?
Me too.
I don't like American cars.
We're just here to keep you company, Nick.
They're slow. They need to put the Viper in there so it'll beat everybody.
So is your entire podcast going to be about car racing?
For 2 hours?
What the frick?
The next one I'll do on horse racing for you.
NASCAR's so boring. They have like 83 commercials there now. 100 laps.
That's just so boring.
It's like 5 because it's 500 laps, Lou. So they got to put like all those commercials.
Ralph, your driver's in number 10th place.
I put it on. Who's first? Who's Gibbs?
Hi, welcome, Gibbs. Angel Bear.
It's Joe Gibbs' grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to call up, feel free, but just because you'll have to 5-minute delay because Nick has 2 phones, so he has to run to the phone. But if you'd like to call up, feel free.
Just let me know.
Just let him know. thank you, Bella. Yeah. It's got one of those phones from the 40s, you know, the one with the circular numbers. And they're big. They're like size 10 font.
It's still working.
A rotary.
Do you have to call the operator to plug you in?
Did you not hear it ring? You didn't come, Lou. It was ringing. It was like ring. It was like the ringtone was like weird.
He's gone, ain't he?
Who?
He's
on
here.
Yeah, but he was ding. He was ding donging you, and you couldn't hear.
No wonder he took so long to answer.
Yeah, you don't like to be dong dong dinged.
He had call waiting.
He had called waiting. Oh, God.
Remember those days when you can put two calls on one call? Remember those days?
Yeah.
The party phone.
Can you imagine that phone ringing in the morning? You'd smash that thing. That thing's so annoying. The ring, there's only one ringtone, right? You'd smash that. Thank God they came out with cell phones. It's the most annoying ring. You definitely have to wake up.
Well, see, it says right here, NASCAR is second only to which other U.S. sport based on TV ratings?
Football.
Football.
Football?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both on Sundays, I guess. So.
Oh, I'm so itchy. Ay.
Ironically, I've watched more NASCAR races than football games. So.
That's a lie, right?
No, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl.
Perfect.
He watched the Daytona 500, huh?
Yeah, what's and that? They did another. Ralph did another race. I think it was the following week.
Yeah. Doesn't give me any satisfaction watching car racing. That's why I don't watch it.
What have you done? Oh. What have you done?
Who is making those noises? What the hell is this?
Listen, you haven't been around Podbeam too long.
Nick, you got those special
those buttons.
Oh, why do you do it? I promise.
Nick's doing those buttons now? Nick, you've changed, man. That's funny.
Do another button.
I'm learning.
Do another button, man. Let me hear. That's Ralph doing that.
He's the king of buttons.
Jesus.
I'm trying to find more buttons.
I know. I got.
He's so bored.
You and I need
I heard
buttons.
More guns.
He's so bored. He has to play with his buttons.
I know.
Fuck me.
I'm surprised he's not on TikTok.
What was I doing before that?
Surprised he's not on TikTok.
Don't play with Nick's buttons.
Oh, I get shot if I play with his gun.
Don't play with a man who sells guns.
Especially with that big gun he got.
You know, it wasn't scary. It wasn't scary when I heard Nick was selling guns because Nick's a nice guy. But like, now that I think about it, don't fuck
it's
around.
The nice
Nick.
Ones you got to be careful about.
Exactly. Don't fuck around.
They don't
guns.
Say nothing. They just pull it out and shoot you.
That's why he's my friend.
Yeah, I was playing him too.
He's my friend.
Friend him.
Jesus Christ.
Don't kill me, Nick.
I can get his friend.
Friend. Yeah. You're my best friend. So what's the, how many laps we got? Like 300 more laps?
207.
Jesus.
Damn.
Don't right those now, guys they're... get dizzy? Don't they have like Tourette syndrome or something? After they're finished. Fuck.
When do they get the caffeine in? Do they get the caffeine in when the car stops?
How many brakes do they have, Tracy? Like, honestly, I should learn. When they
don't have any brakes.
So they just go round and round and round and round and round and round? Don't they get, like, vertical?
No, Mama Bear, they do take brakes.
They must have a brake. They'd be dead.
They just pee themselves. It's fine.
They have snacks and shit? Snacks?
If when they come into pit road, they can have a snack. Somebody can pass them something like through the window.
Like what?
Have to have permission for that,
what would
though.
They get? What would they eat?
They have a ribeye steak.
Usually like a granola bar or something.
If you're traveling at how much? 300 miles per hour? You can't eat. You'll vomit.
Can you get a taco? Can you get a taco?
Well, they can eat the bar when they leave pit road and then, you know.
Fuck that. I wouldn't.
How long does it take them to stop walking like to the left after the race.
We come out the car, they're like, done, man, giddy.
Yeah.
I need to push a button.
And even after when they're done with their race, the winner usually does a fucking burnout and drift or whatever the fuck they do. I'm like, damn, bro.
And then they go in the victory lane.
Always to the left, too.
Always to the left. I wonder if it hangs to the left. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait.
So wait, from start to finish, how long are they on the road? Is it 2 hours? Like going in circles?
On the track? On the
car? Surprisingly, they never make it to the road.
Yeah. A lot of accidents too, right? Yeah.
That's what they look for. Dangerous. They don't care about the sport, Bella. They just want to see a crash.
Well, that's what I want to see. That would be the most exciting part.
Yeah, that's the only reason why they're into NASCAR, because you want to see somebody die. It's fucked up.
We do not.
Well, they don't all die. They don't all die.
No,
what the hell was that?
Treat yourself.
What?
No, but did you see the clip with Stone Cold Steve Austin? He did a certain race this past couple of days. Do you know anything about that?
I heard something, but I don't know what happened.
I think I sent it to Mama Bear.
What did he do?
I want to know what he races. I thought it was the same shit.
He races a moped.
It was connected, but it disconnected.
Shut up, bro.
Sorry.
You're giving my secrets away.
I finally saw Ruku's beer do the review of Stone Cold's beer.
Yeah.
I know I asked. I wanted him to say.
You put it on my Discord, I think. Yeah. Ruku beer.
Nice.
Listen, Nick, next time you invite me to these things, tell me to bring a big bowl of popcorn and like a lot of snacks and stuff.
We'll wait.
Yeah,
I'm going to go and grab food, sandwiches, freaking soda.
Beef jerky.
Portable toilet, just in case.
A ding dong.
Bella, you have time to go get some popcorn if you'd like to get some popcorn.
There's actually a snack in the Chinese store called ding dongs, by the way. It's chips.
There is.
Yeah.
Ding dongs are chocolate snacks here.
Ding dong chips.
The hell?
That's racist. What? Ding dong from Chinese restaurant? Ding dong. Anyway.
That is a little racist.
Right? But whatever. I'll still eat it.
Come on, Nick. Don't be quiet.
I think he's
Yeah, Nick, don't be me. Only I'm allowed to mute on my shows.
I think he went to get a burger.
Maybe he's going to get popcorn.
Go get a burger, Nick. Cook us some steaks. Mama Bear, you need to mute yourself.
What? I'm not making that noise.
Oh, I thought that was you. My bad.
Why do you put the blame on me all the time?
I thought you were fiddling with the equipment.
No, I'm not.
Like I'm fiddling with mine. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry. Go get some food, bro.
How about
you? Want some Chinese? Oh.
No, I had Chinese yesterday.
So I bet you did. Today.
What did? They gave me gas for some weird reason.
Chinese food? They always give you gas. So that
MS why am I farting all the time? Why am I farting today, then?
You had gas?
Hey, welcome
along. TMI.
No, I got gas. Fuck.
What, Nick?
I was gas.
Well, that's the beans.
Blackbeard.
Now you sound better. Oh. You sound awful, but you sound better. Who's Blackbeard? What? Oh. Hey, what's up, Blackbeard?
Can you hear me better?
Is that a pirate's? Is that a pirate?
Yes,
name?
We can.
Yeah, I hear you a little better. Yeah.
Wait.
Wasn't there a pirate named Blackbeard?
Yeah. There was.
Nick?
Yeah.
There was?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on. I'll be back.
Okay.
Is everybody fucking muting themselves?
That's okay.
See, this is where
I'm looking for more clips. That's what I'm doing.
I used to think it was funny when people didn't understand racing and you had to explain to them that it was more than just going in a damn circle.
I just tell them, hey, it's technology, the advancements.
Yeah. If you watch a race, you'll see that it's more than just going around in a damn circle.
Yeah, but these cars are slower than cars that used to be in NASCAR. So how does that make any sense?
Well, because they got restricted.
That's what I mean. NASCAR had faster cars before. So they actually are slower.
That was for safety reasons.
They used to do over 200. They're not allowed to go over 200 now.
But they're trying to get them. Making me talk about
this. Just have no limit.
No, because then you're going to kill somebody. You're going to kill yourself, maybe.
I mean, that's okay. There'll just be another person race the next car. The hell? I mean, yeah. They're not running out of cars.
They're trying to get them to give more horsepower.
Just put superchargers in it.
Yeah, someday.
Do it Fast and Furious style. Put NASA in all of them.
Imagine. See how many hit the wall.
Oh, good.
Oh, she's
I know, there's a lot of Fords there, so it's not good.
Why? Were you guys bad-mouthing me while I was gone?
Oh, yeah.
No, I wasn't.
I'm just making fun of slow NASCARs.
I just said you probably went to go make popcorn.
Nah, I'm too sick to eat. I got chips, though. They say chips are good when you're sick. No, seriously, my doctor told me Coke and chips are actually good for you when you're sick. It actually is true.
He meant cocaine.
No, Coca-Cola. Something fizzy. I just...
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale I had, yeah. Ginger ale is better.
Yeah.
Ginger ale is my favorite.
Don't you guys just make that like everywhere?
You didn't remind me. I forgot to get the blueberry ginger ale thing that I carried over.
I didn't know I was supposed to remind you.
Blueberry ginger ale?
How much more work do you need me to do?
Shep keeps telling me about pepper ginger ale. He sent me a picture.
Ew.
Spicy ginger ale, man. He said it's really good. I got to see the picture he sent me. In the States, not here.
I know, but I never even heard of it. I'm from
if I get the picture. Yeah, I know, but if I get the picture, I'll put it, but I'll give it. Nick, are you on Ralph's Discord? I'll give it to Nick, and Nick can put it on.
Yeah.
Send it to Ralph.
Okay.
He keeps talking about this ginger ale. He loves it. He buys it all the time.
Ginger ale is my favorite, but I didn't even
know. Shep's always eating, right? So, yeah.
I didn't know there were different kinds of fucking.
Verner's ginger ale. I guess they don't have
the ginger ale. Let me see if I have the picture. Hold on.
Here's Steve Austin talking about that race he's talking about.
I could probably post it.
What's up, Steve? Coming to you from my camp right here in the desert. I'm about to crack open this ice cold, stone cold 316 IPA from El Segundo Brewing Company and Broken Skull Beer in celebration of 316 Day. This is a holiday that you guys invented. I didn't come up with it. I just invented a fucking promo. Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass. Y'all took those numbers, correlated it with the date on the calendar, and we had 316 Day. So thank you very much for anybody that supported me in my career way back in the day. I met a couple people. I'm at a racetrack right now. We just had a race that I won, my division. And people tell me, you know, they used to watch me back in the day. And if you watch me and you had a good time watching me do that shit, I guarantee you we had twice as much fun doing it. It was a fucking blast. So 316 is a holiday now, unofficially, because of you. So thank you. I'm going to enjoy.
Does anybody know what race he does now?
It was an off-road race, I think.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think. I'll have to look. I know he was promoting one.
Yeah.
It was a dirt off-road. Like he had it on his program a couple months back.
Okay. Now you sound good. Now we hear you.
I had to go to the good mic.
Yes.
That wraps up.
Yeah. I'm happy. Where are we on the race?
Commercial.
Caution.
Caution commercial? Commercial caution.
No, it's caution.
Are you going to watch that United break. Football League? Are you into football?
Me? No.
Okay.
I'm not a sports guy. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm more of a fantasy guy, like wrestling and shit. That's fantasy.
Oh, I love wrestling.
But, yeah. I don't even keep up with it, but I used to watch it a lot back in the day.
I kind of go in moods where I'll watch it, and then I won't watch it, and then I'll watch it.
Yeah. That's how I am now because it's like WrestleMania season. So,
well, you can watch one week and you know everything that's happened in the last year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Just like a soap opera.
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah. Right. Okay.
It's our fake reality show.
Yeah.
Like you girls have your.
You're not into any sports, Ralph. You don't play any sports.
No, I'm not a real man. Come on.
You've never played a sport in your entire life.
I was on the wrestling team in high school.
And that's a sport. Yeah, that's a sport.
Yeah, that's the only sport that I...
You know, wrestling is a very good sport. Wrestling, I think, is a very one of the most important parts of martial arts or whatever you call it. Yeah. You have to learn to wrestle first.
Mm-hmm. Be right back.
A lot of those guys, they don't know how to wrestle. They can fight, but they can't wrestle.
Yeah, they can probably knock somebody out, but if somebody tackles them, they don't know what to do.
They have no idea what they're doing. So,
you like horse racing or dog racing?
No, I'm a vegan. I'd probably think that they're vegan.
He likes penguin racing.
Well, then you definitely don't like everything Nick's eating under the sun. Elk, alligator, snake, frogs, cats, dogs. He's eaten everything.
There's a piece of human in there somewhere. Yeah, there's a piece of human in there somewhere.
Nick has eaten everything from A to Z.
No, not
whatever
everything.
The alligator ate, he
once
ate.
It moves, once it moves, he eats it.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I would like to try
whatever the alligator
something.
Ate, you were eating, bro.
There's no way. I'm not eating half of that shit. Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Rabbit, yuck. Squirrel's good.
Don't eat the damn squirrels, please.
Stop eating the squirrels' nuts.
Yeah. There's just some animals you shouldn't eat. You've got enough variety to choose from the rest.
Well, no, not really. What are you going to do when they have python meat out there?
Python meat.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about the other day now. Python meat. I'm telling you, right?
I'm waiting for gator meat.
Oh, I've already had that.
Lou, you like wild meat too? You like wild stuff?
I've had deer before.
Ryan. He'll eat anything. Even
but you're not.
I'll eat anyone.
You'll eat people too? What the frick? What's wrong with you people?
Uruguayan. They eat people. But what about the snakes that have like poison? Like how do you eat those? Or how do people eat those?
You suck it out of. Never mind. Forget it.
Stop it.
That's disgusting. Disgusting. If you're thinking about eating a python, Nick, oh my God.
I'll try it. I will try it.
Yeah, he likes it.
I think
what after they say you get some disease from it?
It'll be farm raised. Just like the rattlesnake.
A farm raised python that lives in the jungle? How do you farm raise a python?
Yeah.
In big cages.
Big cages? Okay.
I mean, that's how they do rattlesnakes.
What do you think is the biggest animal a python can eat?
Nick.
I don't know.
Eat Nick?
Probably.
I know they can eat.
You ever saw that video where pythons are not supposed to be in cages and eventually it killed its owner because it was hungry? And for months it was fine with its owner and then it ate its owner.
I think every snake is like that.
Snakes are not meant to be pets at all.
I didn't say a pet. Especially but I'll eat it when they bring it out.
I love one. Never mind. Forget it.
Stop it.
You'd like some people like snakes as pets, but they're not meant to be pets.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out people that have like iguanas. Not iguanas.
Oh, you can eat iguana too.
What's that?
Yes, fucking, Nick, we know that.
I know you eat everything, bro.
Iguana is good at here.
I don't know. I've
what's
never
that
had
lizard that looks like a dragon? Yeah. Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
I just want to make a belt out of it. I'll make a belt out of it or a purse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Komodo dragons, I think those eat people.
Mm-hmm.
They can eat fucking people.
Yeah, those things are scary.
I think I've seen one eat a fucking deer. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So, Ralph, you don't eat any meat, right? No meat?
Not right now, no.
Vegan or vegetarian?
Vegan.
Vegan. So you're strictly nothing.
Strictly nothing, yeah.
You and Nick cannot go out for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, we probably would, but, you know.
Take him to a vegan restaurant. I would love you to take him to a vegan restaurant. Let him eat no meat at all.
My food ate your food. What the fuck?
Take him to the most vegan restaurant ever.
Yeah. Fuck. Mm-hmm. He'll probably go to like an Outback Steakhouse or something. I'll just have potatoes. He'll have everything else.
What are you going to do when you go to Vegas?
I'm sure there's some vegan-friendly spots over there. There's some vegan-friendly spots.
I don't know.
Must
be. A little more, there's a lot more options over there, I think.
He can take his own food in a suitcase.
Well, that too. Yeah, I might bring I might try to save money and just bring a bunch of like protein bars in my suitcase. Everything but clothes.
It's
going to be full of food and shit.
Food.
I'm all about saving money, bro. The only thing I want to waste is money to go, like, go see the sights, whatever the fuck, you know, Vegas has to offer. Mm-hmm. I want to do the whole touristy bullshit. I want to see the Grand Canyon, you know, go do some nature walks somewhere. I'm not much of a betting person. I can bet here in PA. So that's just me. But I'm sure everybody likes the nightlife and probably go to, like, shows or whatever, but I like the daytime strolling.
I'll go anywhere. There's no people.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Sure. Go in the desert then.
Yeah. There's plenty of nothing over there. You might find some pythons in the desert, though.
So ride a camel, dude. Ride a camel. Yeah.
Yeah. I can find a camel somewhere.
In the desert, if you go to Dubai, you can ride those camels.
Have you ever been to Dubai?
Well, Iran has, I don't know how that is. Does Iran have camels?
I just had a friend who came back from Dubai. It was awesome.
Yeah, I hear they're pretty, like, it's pretty nice over there, man.
Very nice over there, yeah. It's very nice. It's very shishi fufu.
Yeah, it's probably good for, like, tourists, but I don't know about
people. I heard LA.
Oh, yeah, the beaches were nice. Fufu. The beaches were nice. I saw pictures. The beaches were beautiful. There was a lot of good food. She bought me actually some baklava, like a baklava, well, which is really good.
Try that.
Yeah, it was really good. Baklava? Yeah, it's like the baklava is Greek, right? But it's made in Dubai, the one that they make there. And she went with her kids, and she said, you know, it was really good. The beaches, there's a lot of things for kids to do as well. And it's not like what you see on TV, like the Dubai housewives or whatever. It wasn't like that. People are not dressed like that. Superficial with, like, but there was a lot of Lamborghinis on the street. She
what
did
the
say that.
Fuck?
Lamborghinis everywhere. People are not poor. Yeah, they're not very poor. Lots of sophisticated cars and stuff.
Welcome back, yeah. Mom Bear.
Thank you.
So what does that mean? Like, anybody can buy a Lamborghini over there in Dubai?
Everybody's rich.
Oh. Yeah, well, like if an American goes there. Well, that's what I'm saying. If an American goes there with American money, does that mean like a Lamborghini would be cheap? You can just buy one?
I don't know what the exchange is, but she said things were not that expensive. She took U.S. Mm-hmm. She said it wasn't that bad, but it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Like, yeah.
Right.
To live there, you'd have to, yeah. They have a certain lifestyle over there, right?
To be bougie, Starbucks all over.
But you don't have to wear the hijab and stuff there. It's not like holy.
Well, American. Yeah, I hope they don't make.
But like in some,
I thought you did. Happened during the World Cup. Like women weren't allowed to go watch certain games.
She didn't have to wear it. She didn't have to wear it. It wasn't mandatory.
It's only allowed for their citizens. Probably not people that are just coming to visit. That's what I think.
But in
that's
some
racist.
They want you to spend money.
They want you to spend your money. They don't care about a hijab. Yeah. You spend your American dollars.
Where are we on the race, Mama Bear?
Number one is 19.
We're all losing still.
Nick, if I send you the ginger ale, can you post it in the chat so Ralph can see?
Yeah.
All right, because I can't post it. Hold on. I'll send it to you.
Why? You ought to be able to.
No, you didn't make me a co-host, so I can't post it.
Oh.
I think you have to be a co-host or something. Okay, I'll send it to you. Yeah. Un momento.
What about 19? I mean, not 19. 99?
He's not in it.
What?
Nah, he's past 20. They haven't even showed until 20.
Damn. Okay, I send it to you. Bold ginger ale. Like, I send it to you. Bold ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
And it's, bold ginger ale.
I used to like it better when they would had the ticker on the top that would show where the drivers were. Do you remember that, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that better. Ticker.
I'm about to lose my ticker.
Yeah, it was just a ticker on the top that it would go right from 1 to 43.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Ticker on the top. Ticky talk.
Ticker talk.
Wow, it's dead today. Yeah. Nobody's on, eh?
That's good.
It's Sunday. Everybody needs to relax. Especially as the days get nicer, nobody's going to be on here.
I see.
There wasn't really anybody on last year either.
Oh, Big Chief Thunder Mong Mong is on. Who's that?
He's always going to be on. But I mean, every season when it starts to get nicer weather, not that many people jump on the bean. And if they are, they're not really like present. You know?
Yeah. True. What do you mean?
Yeah, who do you mean, Ralph? I mean,
they're just taking up space.
Yeah, they're just there.
You know? All the Catholic Christian pods are on.
Amen.
There's a whole 100 of them.
They're dedicated. They're not going to fucking stop.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
How's Canada doing over there, eh?
Fuck.
We're doing good. We don't have a lot of snow. We didn't get a lot of snow this year. We're lucky, man. Oh, we're good.
Okay.
Cool. We're good. We're going into spring. Nah.
Any planned trips?
No, not till summer. Summer's in July, August.
Oh, same time.
It's the 27th, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm thinking where to go. I don't know where to go.
Do you, when you guys take your trips, do you go to a different part of Canada or you go to like the States or another country? When you guys go on vacation?
I want to go to Newfoundland maybe this year. I want to go down to Newfoundland, check it out. I've never been.
How is Newfoundland?
Never been, not at. I'd like to go. Tracy, have you been to Newfoundland?
Yeah, I had relative. Well, I still have one relative that lives there, but yeah, it was nice, when I was little. Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a ginger.
It's beautiful.
Okay. So there it is.
Ooh.
Bold.
That's we have that here.
Yeah, that's Shep sent that, so that's American.
I'm gonna have to look for that.
Yeah.
It's gold and shit. I love gold.
Don't we have that here?
I don't know.
I never saw it, but he sent it to me to say to try it. I never saw it in the store.
It says Acme. You guys still got Acme's up there, Ralph?
I know there's one in Jersey. I was surprised. Acme.
What? What's Acme?
It says Acme. It was a supermarket.
Oh, it used to be a supermarket.
There's a fair use. We went to an Acme by him. I was surprised that there was a fucking Acme around.
Was that a store?
Yeah, it was a supermarket. Kind of expensive.
Where?
$9.99.
Really?
I think it's in Union or somewhere around that area. I don't know exactly.
Oh, in that Richie part, right? I think.
Probably. So is Newfoundland like a city? Like, is it a nice place?
I've never been. Tracy could tell you more. She's been down there. Yeah, it's where I want to go try the seafood and stuff.
You got to do the screech.
What is that?
Huh? What is that?
It's a.
We don't know what you're talking about, Mom.
No, it's a drink. It's only in Newfoundland.
What is the screech? Don't say by the bell.
I don't know if it's is it whiskey or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forget what the frig it is now. I think how's it go? I think you have to have a drink, take a drink of screech, and then like you, something about like kiss the cod or something like that if you go to a bar. I was only little, so I don't know. I forget how the story goes. You have to look it up.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Who was the DC comic character on Jeff Gordon's car during the 1999 season?
Superman.
Clark Kent.
See, like that answer? Did you see how quick I answered that? That's good. See?
Yeah.
See?
I just have to test her every now and then, make sure she keeps up with it.
That's right. I got my Jeff Gordon card.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when I worked at the NASCAR store, we got in these comic books. They were Jeff Gordon's comic books for Superman. I still have one or two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it like a series or just one or two?
That was just one that I know of.
Superman's dead. You guys know he died, right?
No, he's Superman.
He died.
No, he's like Elvis.
The
he
one
just
and
went
only.
Back home.
Yeah.
I hope he comes back because he got killed in the last Justice League, man. I was crying. I'm a big Superman fan.
Okay.
Christopher Reeves will always be Superman.
I know. That was my original Superman. But the new Superman is way better looking. Sorry.
Oh. Okay.
You know, but Superman is like the original. Or Christopher Reeves is, you can't take that away. Christopher Reeves, you're right, is the original Superman guy.
I'm going to freaking flood my house.
Welcome, Fig Newton. How are you, buddy? Welcome, Fig. Figgy. I mean, Fig Newton. Jesus. Sorry.
Wash it down with one beer. Two beers. Three beers. A shot of whiskey. A margarita. And a Bloody Mary. And I said, Stone Cold, why have one when you can have them both?
Aww. That's entertainment. Thank you for playing that.
Oh, Steve Austin. What happened?
Yeah. What happened? It went silent. Hello? Hello?
I almost forgot that I was running a bath for Logan.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to flood my house.
Oh, man, that wouldn't be good.
No.
My brother's like, wear a mask. He's texting me. Wear a mask.
Yeah, we don't want to get it.
You tell him to spread my germs. I wear no freaking mask. Unless I have to.
And why were we listening to Stokehold anyway? Stokehold.
That was good. He was talking about it, remember?
I missed it. I know.
He was talking about it, so he played it, I guess. Oh. Fig Newton says, hi, Mama Bear.
Well, he said hi when he came in, so I said hi back.
Hi. And then he said hi again. Hi. Hey. Hey.
Where are you from, Fig Newton?
Where? Oh, I've seen him before. I don't know. Yeah, Fig Newton, where are you from? Where are you from, my friend? I know where half these people are.
She's got a new leader, Jenny Hamlin?
Yeah.
And we have the cheerleaders in the back. Oh, and now we have a crash.
Uh-oh, where? Oh.
He's from Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Welcome, Oklahoma.
41.
Welcome, Oklahoma.
It was 41.
That's 47. Oh. I don't know who the hell that is. But it's the tires. I don't think anybody hit him. Oh, yeah. Number 11 gave him a little tap. And he got into the two a little bit.
Ding, bam, boom. Oh,
yeah, two's the one that caused it.
Ding, yeah.
Old Rusty Wallace car.
Oh, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. drives the number 47 now.
Yeah,
last year he was number 17.
Oh, what a cute baby. Cute baby. Oh, shit, somebody copied my fucking profile now. What? The? Yeah, somebody's running a show.
Really?
Yeah. What the hell?
Maybe you better
for
go
real?
And see who it is.
Yeah. I have to report my own show? Yeah. No. Like, why is Podbean condoning this bullshit? It says the Real Hate Podcast, and it's my face on there. I'm just looking at the live. Lou, can you come help me report it?
Where do you see that at?
It's on the live feed.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Why is this happening? Dina Joe is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see her Facebook? She's like, what the frick? Okay, well, can somebody come help me report it? Because this is retarded.
The Real Louis, are you podcast, gonna, huh?
Lou, can you come help me report the pod?
Am I going to get blocked?
How are you going to get blocked? I don't know who it is.
Here's what they're playing, huh? That's what they're playing.
What the hell? What the hell is in it? Angie, stay still. Sheesh. I'm going to have to tie you down tonight, Angie.
That's messed up, man.
Well, she's in there.
Yeah, but she can still record it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll report it.
It says I've been
blocked.
You
said promises. That's funny. You were blocked on that show?
Yeah, it won't let me do
that. For real?
Yeah, that's what I mean. If we go in there, they're just going to block you. So.
What's the point of that? So did they block?
I'm already on two strikes, so.
Does that mean they would block Bella from her own show?
No, but they'd probably block her as soon as you go in there. So that's probably what they're doing.
Blocking people.
Yep. I wonder who it is. I wonder who's... Maybe it is George.
Yeah, but why would George block himself?
Because everybody keeps blocking George.
Well, because they keep saying friggin' how whatever he's doing in there.
Yeah, but he's the only one not around.
Well, that's because he's blocked.
Yeah, man, it only takes like 5 minutes to make another account. So.
Oh.
People are just bored. It's that time of the year.
Yeah. People that are doing different shows, crazy ladies, excuse me. You're bored, Angie? Oh, Angie, I'll help you be unbored.
Call up.
Hi, Angie. I can do the race calling in your sport to make you happy. She's back in our bestie.
Welcome in, Yancy.
Hi, Yancy.
Yancy, where's the pizza guy?
Oh, pizza. My God, here she goes.
No, they ought to do mine. I may get better reviews if they did mine. Shit.
Did what? Your show?
Yeah. Hell, I may get more visitors.
Keep an eye on who comes into your show. And then if your show goes live with somebody else, you might know who it is.
I don't know.
Yo, oh, commercial. It's a commercial.
Bella never made it back.
Oh.
Huh?
I'd like to see if she goes up on the... the panel. I don't know how. They ain't
Listen, you went on the panel.
Huh?
You were on the panel.
I wasn't on the panel.
Oh, it shows you were on the panel in her room.
Huh. I don't know. Just says,
I'm surprised she's not typing.
I don't know.
Playing country music.
What'd I miss? What happened?
Oh, someone's copying Bella's show.
Yeah, and they're playing this music.
Is that the music? Or is that your music?
I forgot that it's going to come up.
Your music or your music?
I forgot it was going to come in with the kid's voice on the stupid song. Frig. I didn't say I was smart.
Bella?
Yeah. I can't get in.
Say anything.
No, I can't get in. They blocked me, so I got Yancy to report it. Yancy's in there. The fuck?
That blocked me, too.
Who is the loser doing this?
I'll be right back, guys. It's not me. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I know it's not you.
No, it's not you. But, like, somebody's doing this.
Somebody that has a lot of time on their hands? That's what I said. Keep an eye on who... goes in your rooms.
Yeah.
And then if you see somebody start a show of yours, you could probably narrow it down a little bit.
I know, right? But it happened like, it came into Nick's show, like the person was pretending to be Dina Jo. And then he screenshotted it. And then, yeah.
So Did you piss anybody off lately?
Me?
No.
Oh, who?
No, they're doing it to they're doing it to multiple shows.
No, but I just thought maybe it was somebody that either ticked somebody off or somebody that you might have blocked or something, and they just trying to.
Well, they did it to me, the old man, and Dina Jo. So I don't think either of us have ticked anybody off. I just think it's an idiot doing it. Yeah. They shouldn't be doing that, and they people have IP addresses, so that's not safe. Thanks, Yancy. Yancy's down there.
Yeah, I've seen him come in.
Yeah,
they did. They did it twice, Angie.
To Angie too? To Angie too?
The old man.
The old man. It was on.
Yeah, there was a couple of shows that they did of his.
Yeah, uh huh.
They did one this morning under his name.
I thought they stopped it, so it started back again.
Apparently.
Well, that's crazy.
I guess the only thing you can do is keep reporting it to Podbean.
Yeah, I sent them an email. I sent them an email too. That is unacceptable. They can't just copy people's stuff. I know it happened to Duke a long time ago, but that was months ago. Okay. His whole thing got copied.
They used to do it all the time.
Yeah, Podbean is a joke because we do pay them, you know, every month to like host our shows, but like they need to protect us a little bit more.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
So it's like, so they're blocking you once you go right into the show?
Yeah, I couldn't even get into the show, but Yancy was in there and he was able to report it. So. Yeah, if they block you, you can't go into the show and report it. So I sent and I screenshotted it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you blocking Yancy from that show?
I don't know. He's out now. He reported and probably if he goes back in, he probably won't get back in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's ridiculous.
Green flag.
Yeah, he's going to go check.
Yeah, he's going to go check.
Yeah, I just want to see. I'm seeing it.
I can go in, but it says I'm blocked.
You believe this is somebody we know, Tracy, that's doing this? That's sick in the head, eh? That somebody has time to
do
that?
I hope nobody we know.
I hope.
You should be on here. But I don't know. Pretty stupid.
Miss Angie said, I'll bet it is. I think it's somebody we know. Because a lot of people know how to make fake profiles on here.
Yep, he's blocked too. See? They're trying to block everybody from Podbean. What the hell?
Huh. Yep. But not good.
What's the goal on that?
What do you gain from that? You don't gain anything. Nobody's coming to the show, so what do you gain? Yeah. Oh, so now I can't get in my phone on my account, so I think they've put a hold on my account. So nobody can get in.
See, I don't know how.
That's so I can't log in to my Podbean on my phone.
See, that's what I think is weird.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Podbean's pretty
cool. That is your brick band.
Do what?
How can I be brick band?
That's what this person's probably around doing. Getting everybody brick band.
No, Dina Jo is not brick banned.
No, you got to be blocked so many times.
You have to be blocked.
Yeah, and you can only get brick banned on your phone. Huh. That happened to me a whole bunch of times.
Yeah? Oh, so you know about
I don't know why. Why would anyone brick ban me?
I don't know. Why would they brick ban you? What did you do? What the hell did you do, Lou?
Oh, no, I got a new phone. It's when you get a new phone, the brick ban goes away. So.
Yeah, but somebody knows how to undo the brick band, though.
Well, I know how to do it, too.
Yeah.
What kind
of madness
is going on in this Podbean?
This is why I stick to Iranian shows.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they won't do anything.
The shows I know.
Those are the shows you're going to get banned in, for sure.
They love me there.
Yeah, they know you. I'm not going in their shows.
I'm adored over there.
Yeah, but
I was told not to go to any of their shows.
His phone following them, so when they do a show, you know that it's not you.
Well, they're probably following me into here now. Nick, you're going to be next up there.
People, like people that go in your show, follow you.
Yeah. True. I just happened to like look because I just was looking on the feed and and they were saying some nasty shit about Dina too on the pod. It was like so gross, like ew. I wonder if it's that guy. What's his name? Lulu Potato Head. Because he's kind of weird.
Long time.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people in a long time. Okay. So. I'm going to try.
I don't think it's a whole tour thing.
Huh?
Can anybody see if I'm still on there? Because I can't see. Can you look, check on your phone, Lou, if my big face is on the live?
My big face.
Or did they pull it down yet?
No, you're still on there.
Yeah, Yancy. Such me. I think I know who it is, too. Yeah, there was a kid on here who was called Katie. And she was she came into my pod. She was like 10 years old. And she said her mom gave her access.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, her mom gave her access, Tracy. So I'm like, you're 10, girl. You can't be on here. There's adult conversations going on. She's like, I'm using my mom's account. So I have to do that. Katie or something. So now they've copied my account. So now I have to report it. So this is an ongoing thing.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think Lou went to check.
I see you're still on there.
You see me?
Mm-hmm.
You're following me. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It just shows that you're on. You got a show on.
I don't know what they have to do to pull it down. They gotta. Who knows? Could be a freaking troll in here. I don't trust anything. Actually, Nick, I'm gonna get off the show because you know what? Okay. I feel like it's unsafe right now. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Crazy shit, man. Yeah, I hear you. You're good. Yep.
Yeah, it's all weekend I've seen this happening.
I know, me too.
Well, yeah, you and I, yeah, that's right. You were in when I seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, hell, they do mine. It may do better ratings, hell. Yeah, well.
I doubt it. Because usually there's only, when I've gone in, it was only me. It said two people. So,
well, I went in under Rayback and they blocked me. So I don't know why.
I think they're blocking everybody.
Why do that? What would be the sense of blocking someone if you're trying to hurt someone else?
Uh-huh.
Unless these guys are right, they're just trying to
block everybody.
Block everybody and give everybody a mark.
Yeah. Stupid.
Anyways, I'll just make sure I don't go under.
Yeah, your own name.
Account. Yeah. For some reason this ain't showing me updated.
Who, you?
Yeah. Because I see Lou Rock's back, but it won't. It's not showing it on my screen.
You don't see him on your screen?
Yeah. Is he on yours?
That he entered the live. You can invite him up.
I don't know.
Jeez, Ty Gibbs might actually win this race, maybe.
Who's that? Gibbs?
Yeah.
He may. I don't know. There's 94
laps. There's 94 laps, though. You know.
I don't think my guy has a chance. Old Bush, last I knew, he wasn't even on the lead lap, I don't think.
I know the 24 ain't. He's like 30 something.
Yeah, it's I don't even see 99. I don't see 24. Oh, there's 99 in 28th place.
But you're ahead of me then.
Huh?
You must be ahead of me then.
No.
Well, because I'm only getting the 20.
Yeah, but then 20. Here in a second, it'll show the a switch to the.
Lou wants you to call him up.
Who?
Lou.
Did you get it, Lou?
Nope.
Huh. See, it won't let me do nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, but if they blocked you from your other name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't this one. But...
Yeah, but that wouldn't affect this one, would it?
Last thing I got is Yancey. Be right back. It won't show me nothing else.
Really?
Yeah. Then when I hit Lou Rock's to invite as speaker, it doesn't do nothing. That's weird.
Was that me?
This is...
Oh, Lou Rock just came back again.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Try calling in, Lou. Because it ain't showing nothing on my screen.
Is it even... Oh. Do you see that I just said hi?
No. Like I said, the last thing it shows me online is Yancey, be right back.
Lou said he's calling.
That's weird. It won't let me do nothing.
Can you click on him to try to call him?
That's
call
what
him
I
up?
Tried to do.
He tried to do that. Luke.
That's why I was wondering if you could even hear me.
Yep.
Let me try this. I don't know what's going to happen, but
give it a try.
The most can happen is I'll just restart. Yeah, it won't let me do nothing. That's weird. That is weird. Why is it frozen up the way it is? But I can talk.
Uh-huh. I know, it's weird. I shouldn't say it's weird because I've done that.
Only thing I can do is restart the whole show. But I don't know.
I don't even know.
My other account shouldn't even interfere with this.
Let's see if. See if Ralph answers.
I don't know, Lou.
Oh, you're back. No. I see you come back in the room.
Yeah. I went in.
You see yourself come back in the room?
Under the Rayback.
Okay.
But it won't let me, it doesn't show on my screen. On my screen. You know,
so try to call up under your name, under that name.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, it shows on my screen that I'm trying to call, but on my main, the show where, you know, the one I'm running, it won't come up on my screen. This is, I don't know. No. I don't know. Can, no one can come into my account and lock me on my own show, can they?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I'm going to type something. Hello. Did it come up? Yeah, that's weird. I can't even type in my own show. It won't come up on my other account even. God damn it, I'm going to blame Bella for this.
I would too.
Well, I didn't have no problems until she said something. I'm going to tell her that. Huh. Colin's loud. I don't know. I just guess keep it the way it is. Like, it won't show me nothing that anyone's typing.
Did she, I wonder if she did a show, because now it says Real Friends. Or it did.
Yeah, she said she was going to start one to see if I'm not banned. Oh. I can start a show. Taking.
Was that what she said?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know why my screen ain't showing what I need. Mute works, but it won't let me text.
That's weird.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Huh.
Let me check load. Yeah, I know. Don't forget your bath.
I know.
Let me see all my listeners.
Listen!
I'm gonna. Uh-oh.
Anybody want a 12-year-old? You're free to take them.
What happened to Blaney? Oh, he lost the tire.
I told you, it's the tires, man. I'm gonna. I don't know if that's the real one because she's not saying anything.
Oh, did you go in?
Yeah, not under my name.
Oh, no. I'll have to. Well, she told me she was going to do one. She.
Well, it said it has her saying on it.
It says there's. Well, I can, it must be hers because it's weird. There's, I don't see a picture. It just says live three people, but she's not in the host position.
Oh, really?
At least not on mine. I don't know.
You might have to.
Were they going to start their maintenance today?
I don't know. You might have to restart.
I'm scared. It may kick me completely out.
I mean, you just wait till your show ends and then start or restart your phone.
You'll just have to tell me when people come in. Or, wait a minute, I'll go back in under Rayback. Yeah, it says four of us are in here.
Yep, there's four of us here.
5 now. You probably got the same questions I got here. I was going to say, because who's the NASCAR star who once hosted Saturday Night Live?
Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, so you got the same one I do.
But I already knew that answer.
Yeah, I figured you did. Yeah.
He had the wig. He had like the wig, like a big mullet. I didn't think it was that funny, but
I don't. Well, all I know is he owns part of the team now, but I don't know how many of the cars. Because at one time he owned 24.
He co-owned the 48 when Jimmy Johnson first started.
Right.
And then
brought Jimmy into it.
Right. Dumbass. But now what is he?
I thought he was like assistant vice president or something.
No, he's vice president of. He pretty much, he owns all the cars too. Like, he's in with Rick, but my God, I can't remember what his title is. He's up there though.
Oh, yeah.
Making the money, honey.
Whatever happened to Stewart? Tony Stewart. I don't even think he has a car left, does he?
Or I thought he did, but maybe he, did he give it up? You didn't have to,
yeah.
I don't really follow Tony Stewart.
Well, I know he was going to go back into the Indy cars. I wonder if he took everything over to it.
Oh, maybe.
Uh-oh. 19 has a fire in his wheels.
Yeah, I've seen that. Jeez, 48's late. Did you see we mentioned the 48? Yeah, when I went in there, Angie, she wasn't talking either.
Yeah. Like I said, when I went in there, she wasn't even on the...
as host.
On the panel.
Wow.
I bet it's a Podbean glitch.
Probably.
I hope. Because I hope they don't mess with my accounts.
Yeah, just when your show's over, just literally restart your phone or whatever you're on and then see what happens.
Yeah. You mean like turn my phone off and reboot it?
Yeah, like just restart your phone.
Oh, okay.
Like push the button that says restart.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah, and just see.
Could be.
Like when your show's over.
You don't want me to do it right now?
Well, you can. I don't know if it will end your show or not.
That's a problem. I'm scared it will void my account. I don't know what I'll do. I'll wait till my I'm going to wait till this is over. Yeah.
That's what
What's bad is it says I only got, it says 152.25. So we got about 10 minutes before. And I don't think the race will be over in 10 minutes. Be close.
Yeah, 45 laps to go.
They're doing what, about 2 laps per minute? So it'll be close.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there ain't no cautions.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Especially in Bristol.
You know, this has been a pretty long stretch.
It seems like it.
I guess if anyone, I'd rather see Hamlin win it. He deserves it. Even Truex Jr. would be a good one to win it.
I can't even remember the last one. Yeah. I can't remember when he won last.
It's been a while, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I know at one time he was pretty popular, you know, when his wife was going through all the cancer.
I know. Big time.
But
I think she's fine now, though.
You know, I think so. I hadn't heard. I think she's what they call it, in recession or whatever, or that they've got it all out of her. I don't know.
Yeah. I forget the word now.
Yeah.
Remission.
Right, it's in mission, right? Or
yeah.
Remission or...
Yeah, something like
that. I don't know. I need to learn more about it because I've got two or three family members, my dad, and they all have cancer, but it's in remission. And I really don't understand cancer too much.
I don't
really think anything you do can give you cancer, it says.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, Angie.
They don't like racing, so they.
That's what I said. You don't. Yeah. It's like you don't have to talk about racing the whole entire time.
Oh no, we
talk about something else, but people don't seem to understand that.
Yeah. It's okay.
Well, they had something to do.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like I'm in a scary movie and we are being taken one by one. Maybe, Angie. It's been pretty quiet on Podbeam this weekend, too, I find.
Well, what's his name? Can't do a show.
Who?
He didn't pay his account, supposedly.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
I can text it to you. How many people we got in here?
Four. It's me, you, Angie, and probably Lou. Yeah. Oh, now there's three people.
Because,
that's fine.
OON wasn't on this weekend.
I know who you mean. Yeah.
I don't think he can come back on till Monday or Tuesday.
Wow.
He was telling everybody the other night in one of his shows. He was pissed.
So basically, that's why it's so quiet. People have been basically blocked and can't come in.
Yep. And I wonder if it's something to do with this guy copying.
That's what I mean. Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I'd like to know who it is, like everybody else, but.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared to be disappointed at it, to be someone that I liked. And then
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, but what do you do? I mean, if it's someone that. You know, and you've had, you know, numerous conversations with the person, and you find out they're doing this. You know?
I'd want to know why they were doing it. Like, who really pissed you off?
Yeah. Well, if someone knows how to, you know, do all this copying and doing all this.
Yes, like Angie said, someone pretty low by what they're doing.
Well, yep. My big disagreement is I'm sure a lot of these people pay for their accounts.
Right.
It shouldn't be allowed to happen if you pay for an account, you know, that you got registered with Podbean.
I don't think so either.
I mean, that'd be like me just taking over Mama Bear's name and, you know, doing whatever I want with it. That ain't right.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I think I blame Podbean for this.
What? Yeah.
You would think with their technology and their way of, you know, their computers and they could, you know, I don't know.
Like they'd actually give a shit?
Well, if they start losing
people
and, I mean, I know I've sent in this weekend, what, 5 or 6 reports? And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's reported other people.
No.
So why aren't they looking at this or,
you know. I just don't think they give a shit. Angie said, I would know Nick because you can't do Mike TV.
Because he can't do Mike TV. Huh. I don't know.
I would know. He's not you. Oh, so you can still see the chat.
I'm looking at it on...
Okay.
I have to go through Rayback's.
Oh, that's why I was reading it to you, because I thought you couldn't read the chat.
Yeah. No, I can read read it under the other account, but it won't let me put Rayback on the panel.
Gee.
My phone, this account is frozen at, like I said, Yancey, be right back. Mm-hmm. And that was a half hour ago.
Wow.
Or whenever that was. I mean, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, that's 20.
Hopefully it's just frozen. That's it.
Like, oh, I hope
hopefully
so.
Hope so.
Well, what will happen is it's going to give me the 2-minute warning here in about 30 seconds. And once it does it, I'll just boot it off and then do what you said, and then I'll try and open another live one.
Yeah, and see what it does. That way you won't be blocked.
Yeah. Yeah, see, she should have sent me another message that she's live. So I'll send Ray back over there and see if it let me in there. But I'm more worried about this account. There's the 2-minute win. Two-minute warning.
Yeah. Well, it was still a good show, Nick. Have fun. I like the questions,
it.
Too. Me too. Screw everybody else. So do I, because it's nice to talk to somebody that knows about racing. It makes me happy.
Well, it makes it a little funner, too. Even if you don't talk the whole show, you can watch it and then, like you said, talk about something else. And
yeah.
I'd like to figure out a way to put the trivia into it, even when...
Yeah.
When, what's his name host? Is it Ralph's? No.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
It'd make it more fun.
Even if you wanted him to do the questions, just we could do up some questions and send it to him and he could just read them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. Only weekends I can't do it is when I got my gun shows.
Oh, yeah.
Sundays, you know, if I'm at, you know, a show, I can't be on here, but.
That's fine.
To me, it's fun.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy it.
Now, if I can get Ralph to start betting a little bit more money.
That wouldn't be hard.
I don't know if, as long as Bush is ahead of all three of his guys, I got it made. I'll be even.
I think. How many? I thought he was only going for two drivers.
Well, I know he he's 99 picking 24 and 24.
Too. Yeah, I think he's 99-1. I think he's going for both the Spanish drivers.
One and 99?
I think he's doing 199. And he did say 24. Yeah. That's only because I like 24. But.
Hey, welcome to We Need to Talk with Nick B. I'd like to thank Bracken's Firearms. For all your firearms and shooting needs, give them a call, 719-465-8320. I'd also like to thank 5280 Creative Company. Contact them for all your custom handmade items, cups, keychains, tote bags, and much, much more. Check them out at 5280creativeco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off. Also like to thank Kiss My Fist. They have the hardest hitting edibles on the planet. Go to Kiss My Fist, medco.com. Use code PODCAST and receive 20% off.